And we've also put out a call today to Tehran. That's where Gareth Smith is a reporter for the Financial Times of London. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
May I just ask about what we heard Vali Nasr said? Is Iran's president really in a position where he can't back down because of domestic political pressure?
In part. I mean, I think the president is part of a collective leadership in Iran, and it's the collective leadership that takes decisions. I mean, I think they have decided, or events have decided, that the nuclear program is a test of faith and is something in which they can't back down completely.
A test of faith, you say. Now, how has Iran's public responded as this deadline has been missed, as people have at least threatened, although not delivered, on sanctions?
Well, I think there's a general sense, which is reflected in some of the more pragmatic officials that I talk to here, that there's a certain amount of show business. There's the Ahmadinejad George Bush show, which is moving to the UN today. I think there's a concern that the show business is perhaps having an effect on the prospects for negotiations.
You mean that Iranians are still expecting to work out some kind of arrangement with the West?
I mean, there is a general sense here amongst pragmatists. I wouldn't want to pretend this is a uniform view in Iran, but there is a sense that Iran has made some kind of response to the P5+1. It has offered, in a rather confused form, to suspend uranium enrichment during negotiations, and the response that's come from the U.S. thus far has been very cold. I mean, we just heard John Bolton, the U.N. ambassador, but there have been other things as well. The United States has frozen dollar transactions of Sadarat, which is one of Iran's big banks, and has also been lobbying the Europeans to blacklist Iranian companies, which the U.S. says is involved in, quote, terrorist financing. Now, all of that is sending a message to the leadership in Iran that perhaps the U.S. does not want negotiations.
Is Iran actually feeling pressure then, even though the U.N. hasn't approved formal sanctions?
I think Iran has been feeling pressure for some time. I think it certainly was very concerned about the U.S.-backed Israeli onslaught against Hezbollah in Lebanon, which is a major Iranian ally. There is concern about that here, which was reflected in the fact that Iran, from day one, was one of the countries leading calls for a ceasefire in Lebanon.
And I want to come back to the question of Iran's public. Are they a player in this situation at all? Does anybody in Iran's leadership really care what they think? And to the extent that you can judge it, what is the public thinking and saying about this situation?
I think the leadership does care about Iranian public opinion, and the Iranian public opinion is a very, very difficult thing to gauge. I mean, you know, you can generalize from Tehran, and then you can go out to Isfahan or Balochistan. This is a very big country, and find that public opinion is rather different. I mean, my sense in general is that people do support Iran's right to the nuclear program as a national right, but they're also very concerned about the economy. They're concerned about jobs. Unemployment is at least 15% now. I mean, these are everyday concerns. And if the nuclear program leads to a tangible effect on people's lives, if it means the price of bread goes up or it's harder to do certain international things like banking, this can affect public opinion.
Thanks very much. That's Gareth Smith. He's a reporter for the Financial Times. He's in Tehran, and he speaks to us as we prepare to hear from President Bush, who will address the United Nations on Iran, among other subjects, today.